You're listening to the 2014 Variety Power Hour Live Show, a production of the New York International Fringe Festival at the Celebration of Whimsy, 21A Clinton Street, hosted by the O'Debra Twins. This is the podcast of Saturday, August 9th, Part 2.
Oh my God, you guys, are you having so much fun? Yes? One person said woo. Remember, we're in Afghanistan with this as the live webisode. Are you guys having a good time? Wow. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, our hostess is not only my wife and my lover, but she also had the first sold-out performance here at the Cow for Fringe today with her own one-woman show called The Ultimate Stimulus, and she speaks nonstop for an hour, and she's brilliant.
You're really selling it.
I really love her, and she's quite fantastic. So please come see her. Grab a card on your way out. She's performing right here on this stage.
Right,
Tanya O'Debra!
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Stephen. Yes, come see The Ultimate Stimulus by Mr. Felipe Ossa, directed by the lovely Sarah Walkowitz, starring me. I bet you guys can't wait to hear me say more words for an hour. He really knows how to sell a show. Well, there's words, and it's an hour.
It's so hard to memorize an hour-long show, and you do it beautifully.
Oops. It's the drinking portion of the evening, you guys. Okay, we're going to keep this show rolling.
That's great.
A lovely lady from England right now, or England, yeah. Okay, so from Sex, Lies, and Earl Grey, please welcome Debra Berenson.
Hello, everyone. Yes, aren't we all looking chipper today? Rhetorical question. Don't answer it. I'm delighted to be here for my international debut. I was sent a special request to make an appearance by the New York International Fringe Festival. Though between you and me, I'm not entirely sure what a fringe festival is. Is it something taboo? You know, like the transsexuals. I suppose they were looking for a certain je ne sais quoi, oui? Well, naturally, I aim to please, so here we are. Any woman in her right mind would relish the opportunity to educate Americans on the importance of composure, dignity, and elegance. Not to mention the reason we're all here, tea! And I do beg your pardon, for it seems amid all the excitement I have managed to forget myself. The single most important part of any first impression is one's introduction, and you never get a second chance to make a first impression. So without further ado, I would like to welcome you all and thank you for joining me for Tea with G. That's me. I'm G. G is me, rather. I am she. My full and proper name is Georgina Grace, OBE, PhD, MSc, BYOB, SUV, BMW, and I am delighted to make your acquaintance. You may call me Georgina, or G, should you please. That's just my own personal touch of whimsy. But let's get started, shall we? Today's workshop, Tea with G, is a foundation course in British etiquette and the proper way to make an English cup of tea. Yes, the only way to make tea, you might say. Now, normally, I have a lovely pianist who sits there. I'm on at the Cow, you see. But he lives in New Jersey, and he must return home in the evening times. So I will be singing my next song, a cappella. Let's hope it doesn't go shitly, do we? Yes. Okay. So, thank you. Thank you for the lovely support. Yes, yes. We'll see. Always attend to your guests before pouring your own tea. In the correct order, milk, just a dash, hot tea. Be mindful when lifting the teapot. And last but by no means least, a touch of sweetness. Some common folk take their tea with a side of diabetes. You know the sort I mean. Those charmless gents who wear waistcoats without... Oh, hello. Who wear waistcoats without jackets and are doused in scent at all hours. If we can smell you coming, you're doing something wrong, dear. In my estimation, there is only one way to find the ideal balance of sweetness. In every pot that must be brewed, you'll find a sense of worth renewed. You master it, and it's time for tea. Imagine accompaniment. And every single cup you make becomes a piece of cake. Just wait, you'll see. It's very clear to me that a maybe click or clap or something, yes? Spoonful of sugar makes the perfect cup of tea. Thank you. The perfect cup of tea. The perfect cup of tea. Just a spoonful of sugar makes the perfect cup of tea in the only proper way. Stop. A husband tired and distressed still cannot help but be impressed by culinary whimsy and pizzazz. For when he starts to curse and scream, you can just whip up some fresh cream. You'll make it through. You know just what to do. Cream teas are an excellent alternative to mix things up if they're getting stale. For a spoonful of sugar makes... Oh, helps the bitterness go away. That's it. Keeps the bitterness at bay. The bitterness at bay. Just a spoonful of sugar keeps the bitterness at bay in the only proper way. Then when your life has reached its autumn, and you've little left to show, with no children and a partner you abhor, because he's gay, isn't he? Don't let him make you feel so weak. Your circumstances aren't that bleak. It's time to take a chance before you break. Thank you. Spoonful of sugar makes your problems disappear. Your problems disappear, dear. Your problems disappear. Just a spoonful of sugar makes your problems disappear in the only proper way. Thank you. You love me, don't you? Yes, thank you. Now, as you can imagine, I was not prepared this evening, hence why I'm dressed as a regular human instead of my lovely dress that is in my apartment in Washington Heights. Yes. We're on at the Cow. We opened last night. It was such fun, yes. And we have a noon show tomorrow here at the Cow, and then a bunch of weekday shows that hopefully some people will come to. Yes. Thank you.
Tanya, I watched the show today because I'm here all the time, and it was quite fantastic.
Thank you.
She's a lovely actress, and the show is really good.
Thank you for adding that, Stephen.
Oh, that's important to say.
I feel like he's promoting all of the shows at the Cow.
Is that bad?
He is. Well, you've taken care of the beginning of your interview. We know what your show is. We know where it is. We know how much Stephen loves it. That's wonderful. So we'll move right on to your question.
Do you want me to be myself or my character?
Whichever one you want.
It's all a mystery.
I even picked somebody British for this.
I'm British. I am British. Because
you,
British.
I know. In
Double
real
whammy.
Life, you are.
What?
I know. She's really British, you guys.
It's legitimate.
Okay. Are you familiar with the game Fuck, Marry, or Kill?
I am. Yeah, but we call it Shag in England. Shag, Marry. Put under a bus or something like that.
Something like that. I wish we had a dirtier word for fuck that I would use instead, but that's what I have right now. So, okay. Fuck, marry, or kill. Victoria Beckham.
Yes.
A chicken wing. Or Beetlejuice. Or, yeah, put them in order. Fuck, marry, or kill.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, Beetlejuice is that character from That Stuff, right? With the stripes.
Yes.
Cool. So he's pretty unattractive.
He's pretty unattractive.
I'm gonna rule him out of the fuck category.
Right.
I'm gonna
leaning towards the chicken wing.
I am. The thing is, I'm a vegetarian, so I kind of want to marry the chicken wing to give it some hope of a happy ending. You know.
So
I'm like, you had such a hard life, but it's okay, because now I give you a satin pillowcase to live out the rest of your greasy days beside me, chicken wing. This is my husband, the chicken wing. I'm going to marry the chicken wing.
You're going to marry? Okay, we're just going to go
legal
with it.
That's legal now, right?
Wing.
That kind of
yeah,
stuff's legal.
Yeah, it is.
And I will kill Victoria Beckham room. Because obviously.
Obviously.
And I will fuck Beetlejuice because that is a story to tell at a cocktail party.
Your vagina is going to be like raw hamburger.
I probably
that.
Feel like I'm missing something about the plot of Beetlejuice there that would be
Well, he's like a ghost, too.
Oh.
But he's like a ghost who lives in outer space now, right? Like he's on that snake that lives in outer space.
He's from everywhere.
Yeah. He's wherever you want. He's gross, though. His teeth. Ooh. His teeth but alone. It's
probably less gross than Victoria Beckham.
Well, I mean, I guess the real question is, like, what do I want to do? Like, stick a chicken wing in my vagina or have sex with Beetlejuice?
Oh, my God. Really?
That's what the game is.
Can I come? Can I go back to the mayonnaise and Rush Limbaugh? Can I go back to that?
No. You have to. Well, I feel like you've done this. You're going to marry that chicken wing. You're going to fuck Beetlejuice. And you're going to kill Victoria Beckham.
And I'm going to have a really happy ending. So that's what that leads to.
You are. You are.
Thank you,
Deborah.
So much.
It's been such a pleasure. Thank you so
Every
much.
Every time he introduces you, I think he's saying my name.
So loud, isn't he? Okay, you guys, moving right along from the show Smile, please welcome. I didn't ask you how to pronounce your last name because I'm a terrible host. Clayton Rathel? I did it, you guys! It's a really low bar for you guys to clap, I'm going to be honest.
Okay, hey guys, my name is Clayton. I'm here presenting Smile. We open on Wednesday afternoon, 3 o'clock, prime time slot. Anyway, Smile is a one-man comedy show, and it's a true story. It's about my first year after college, in which I actually went through a very devastating breakup and developed a major depressive disorder where I was thinking about suicidal thoughts and things like that. I know the comedy basically writes itself, right? So anyway, in the excerpt I'm about to perform, I'm at the lowest of my low, you know, and I'm just obsessing about my ex-girlfriend, and it's getting so bad that I decide to fill a prescription for Zoloft. You guys might remember that Zoloft is the cute antidepressant. He's freaking adorable. He's like that little blob, you know, he bounces around. He's like your best friend. But when you go on an antidepressant, there's a gauntlet of side effects that you have to go through. One of Zoloft's listed side effects is a decreased sex drive. You know, like you're not able to get off. But I didn't think that would be such a bad thing. I figured not being able to come would make me like a virile sex god.
Oh, Clayton, well, I thought this would last for like 18 seconds, but no.
No.
Uberman.
Uberman. Hasn't exactly happened that way. What has happened is that it takes me just forever to masturbate. And you need to understand that I have a very special relationship with masturbation. I like it. A lot. You see, I didn't masturbate until, and I swear I'm telling the truth, until I was 20 years old. A junior in college. I mean, I tried it when everybody else does it, like what, like 13? And it didn't work. And so I figured that I was one of those people who just doesn't masturbate. I didn't know those people don't exist. And then when I was 20, I decided to try my hand at masturbation again. And it worked. And instantly I was like, ah, shit. And I was doing so well in school, too. And I went up to my friends and I'd be like, have you heard? Have you guys heard about this shit? And they'd be like, yeah, we've heard about it. Anyway, Zoloft has a number of other listed side effects. They include decreased sex drive, I already said that, insomnia, decreased bladder control, and my personal favorite, a worsening of depression. Now, I'm no doctor, but that seems like the opposite of what is good. So I was pretty fucked up in the head, and I decided to go see Les Mis at the movie theater. Now, I don't know why I thought it would be a good idea to see a movie called The Miserables. Maybe because it's got music and movie stars and tons of miserables. Anne Hathaway is singing.
I dreamed a dream in time gone by.
And I think to myself, Anne Hathaway's complexion is remarkably similar to my ex-girlfriend's complexion. They both have skin on their faces.
I dreamed that love would never die.
And all of a sudden, Anne Hathaway is no longer Anne Hathaway. She has become the physical manifestation of every doubt and insecurity that I've ever had in my life. Which, when you think about it, does make her a very good actor. I mean, bravo, Anne Hathaway. I'm outside the AMC theaters and I'm having a panic attack and there are all these kids shouting, "Woo! Wreck-It Ralph! Wreck-It Ralph!" And I say, "Don't see Les Mis. It's about my ex-girlfriend. And it will ruin you." Progress comes unexpectedly, because at some point I was able to talk myself down and see the final 10 minutes of the movie. And when I got home, my mom asked how it was, and I said, "You know, there were a lot of plot holes, but Anne Hathaway was very good." Thank you.
Thank you, Clayton. So your show is called Smile.
It is.
Wonderful. Where is it?
It's at Venue 18, which is like the Players Theater loft. It has a fancier name on the card that with a last name that I can't pronounce.
The Steve and Mary Skouros Theater.
Yeah, that's the one.
It does sound fancy now with that.
Yeah, it's got like two names.
It's pretty good. Well, I feel like I really picked a great question for you.
Okay.
So this is the real question. Would you rather have a second penis or $1 million?
Okay.
It's a good question, right?
I'm the best question I think you've asked.
Thank you.
All right.
It's a hard question. I think it's hard.
Can I ask a clarifying question?
Yes.
So I feel like if I had the second penis, like I could make a lot of money off of that.
That's true.
Like just like in publicity and stuff like that.
I didn't think of that when I
wrote
this question.
So, and I think that money and like fame and stuff from stuff like that, like I could make more than $1 million.
I think you're right.
But I don't know if I would make enough to remove the second penis.
Well, would you want that to be your life? Like, is your career all about showing both of your penises? Like, is that what you want for yourself?
Yeah, you would sort of become the second penis guy. And then if you ever tried to do like a serious movie, like they'd be like, "Oh, that's the guy with the second penis,
blah,
right?
Blah, blah.
All right,
show
he's got cancer or whatever." Yeah.
Whoa.
If it's a serious movie, it's something like that.
Somebody has cancer in every series. Yeah. Movie, right?
That's true. It's like a subtext thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Especially the guy with the second penis.
Right.
So what do you think? Which is it? I mean, having two penises sounds pretty amazing. But so does having $1 million.
Oh, that's a very good question.
That's what I thought you were going to ask me. Okay. It's right next to it. It's like two right in a row.
Okay.
You know what? I feel like for aesthetic reasons, they're just identical.
They're identical.
It's not like there's one like gross little pinky.
All right.
And one that's like, you know, I don't know.
I'm going to choose the $1 million because the second penis. I actually know somebody with this condition that he has not a second penis.
What?
No.
Oh my God. No, the show is over, crazy. Ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much. Good night, everybody.
Okay.
No,
what?
He has a penis that is too large, such
that's
like
not the same.
So so much blood goes in there that he passes out because of low blood pressure. So he has to take a medication for it. Right. And I bet that would happen if you had a second
But what
penis.
If that didn't happen? Like, what if it was just like, I have two equally awesome penises I'm not going to pass out from?
I don't want to take that chance when I'm with a lady who's about right. to fuck the man with right. the second penis.
Right. Yeah. Right. Wow. But can you imagine that? Like, I don't know how I would react to seeing two penises.
I just don't know.
You have to tell first. Although, no, you don't, I guess.
How would you
Last
use,
night,
how would it be, like, much of a benefit at all?
I don't know, but just novelty. Novelty. Two penises? Come on. We had a woman last night who told us that she was penis. With a guy whose penis and balls were upside down.
Yes.
Balls on top, penis on bottom.
I hired her. She's brilliant.
He didn't tell her first. He just let her find out the hard way.
Very nice. Does he know? Does he know?
That's a really good question.
I don't
maybe
know if
he doesn't
knows.
Know that it's
yeah,
that's
maybe he
it's the
know.
Other way. It's usually the other way.
Yeah, he's like, "No, I think it's always
this
like
is
this."
The way it is.
Yeah. I so know what a penis looks like. I've had it my whole life. Yeah.
Maybe you'd be like, "Everybody has two." You're that one person who does not watch porn on the internet because you don't know that it's usually one and not two. So you're going with $1 million.
I'm going to go with $1 million. I'll do some whatever.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. You won $1 million.
$1 million man. Thank you so much, Clayton.
And in case anyone is curious out there, there was a real case of someone by the name of George Dos Santos who had two penises and he married a woman with two vaginas.
What? Why does Andy Cohen all of a sudden have a microphone?
Thank you so much.
Can we talk about this?
No, but he chimed in at the perfect time. I'm sorry, but isn't everybody's life enriched by knowing a two-penis guy married a two-vagina woman?
Yes.
I feel like I should just die right now. Like, it's... That was such... I did. Okay, you guys.
I love Andy with the facts. He always has the facts.
He's rolling with the facts.
When we need the facts.
So the next fact I'm going to present is that we are on our last act of the night, you guys.
Yeah.
So closing out the evening is Slam Up. Give him a hand. Slam Up.
Oh, shit. Hi. I'm Santa Clausenstein.
And I'm Randy the Rainbow Reindeer.
We have these crazy alter egos called Callie.
And Emily.
They're part of this band called Slam Up. We're here to drop the new single.
And we know it's a little early, but Christmas is going to come early.
Tonight.
Yeah.
Thank you, Slam Up. Your show is right here at the Cow.
Yep.
Oh my goodness. When's your next one?
Friday.
I know. I feel I'm like it's
the
Sunday.
15th. The 15th.
At 4:15?
Yeah.
So I bet they can find that
if you want a postcard, let us know and we'll give you one.
They're in our Epiphany packs.
Okay, you guys. So you guys are a duo. How long have you guys been together?
We're coming up on our year anniversary.
Of the project.
1 year of the project.
Not really.
No, that's right. Yeah, of your partnership.
Yeah.
I have a comedy partner,
Santa's
too.
Not fucking the reindeer.
Can we just talk about the fanny pack for a second?
Yeah, we can.
That's all we want to talk about. Can we keep all the questions related to the fanny pack?
It depends on how desperate those fanny packs are. Because my question is actually, since you're a duo in showbiz... What's the most desperate thing you've ever done for showbiz? I feel like something right now.
Friending. Facebook friending people.
Don't know who we are.
Oh, no. Emailing our favorite poets and asking them if we could open for them.
One day we got really stoned. All of our favorite
and we just said, if you have a show, we want to open for you.
Yeah.
And they never answered.
Like, hey, Billy Connolly, can I be on a show of yours?
Yeah.
And nobody said yes.
No. But it's okay.
But nobody said no.
It was worse. You guys really had a guilty, guilty face right now. I was like, what did they do? And it was emailing. That's not that bad.
We've done sketchy things, but it's not for showbiz. It's like...
Ooh, well, tell me one of those.
Well,
we've done sketchy things. No, we haven't.
I mean, I just like, not
But we drove a car with fake plates, and we had her mom's car that had to get replaced, and it had temporary expired temporary plates, and then we were driving across the country with it.
Yeah. Joyriding.
Yeah.
Sketchy.
But we didn't get pulled over.
That's not joy. Yeah. Just a big joy.
I guess when I was thinking sketchy, I was envisioning like us on really dirty floors with people we've just met like that day.
Hey.
But it happens.
It does happen.
A roof is a roof, y'all.
That's true. That's true. Well, thank you, ladies. Yeah.
Thanks for having
us.
You
were so enjoyable. Thanks
show.
For coming.
Oh, my God, Tanya. I had so much fun tonight with you.
I love you, Steven.
Let's do this for the next 2 weeks together, okay?
That's about all I can take
let's
of you.
Do next Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Well, me, Friday and Saturday.
But Thursday is
but
karaoke
Thursday.
Dance night here, guys. You ready for that? It's participants only plus the people who wander in from the street to dance and do large screen karaoke and dancing and cum shots. What's the fucking drink called? Juice?
Slut juice.
Slut juice, sorry.
Okay, you guys. Come back next week. We're going to have all new acts. It's going to be awesome. Also, come see my show, The Ultimate Stimulus. Thank you so much for coming. Have
Andy
an awesome
Cohen
night.
Andy Cohen up in the booth,
Andy
ladies
Cohen.
And gentlemen. Tanya O'Debra. I'm Steven. We're going to dance the
yep.
night away.
Yes, hit it, Andy.
Support the Fringe. 18 years.
Thank you for tuning in to the 2014 Fringe NYC Variety Power Hour. Please stay tuned for more episodes.